Welcome everyone. How are we? Right. So, I mean, first of all, let me say a big thank you to everyone who's shown support, shown the loyalty, shown the appreciation, and it has been incredible these last, you know, 6 weeks. And now we're about to repay that loyalty. So, right. Let's get everything ready. Everyone ready? Okay, so look, we have been secretive. We have been mysterious, but hopefully it's all about to make sense. Well, sort of. I mean, look, I'm probably about to blow your minds for the next 10 minutes. So look, follow along. This is gonna be recorded. It's gonna be on YouTube and Spotify podcast. So if you need to, rewind, go back to the beginning, make sure you're understanding, because there is going to be a lot, all right? We're also going to be following this up with an AMA. So if you aren't in the Discord, go join the Discord now. The link is in our Twitter, the_Solarverse. Go follow as well. I think we're going to hit 30K on Twitter as well during this event. So if you're not following, go follow, show the love. Share the tweet, you know, retweet it, get everyone in. Thank you. I've got repeat on me at the moment. Let me turn that off. Right, perfect. So, first things first, your solar star isn't just a star. You're all about to own your very own solar system, and a complete ecosystem will be built within it. In short, everything that happens within your solar system, you're going to get a share of. Whether that be game rewards, comic book airdrops, discounts on merch collabs, community collabs, maybe royalties from artists brought into the Solarverse, the possibilities are endless. Look, none of this is final right now, but these are just some of the ideas that we have planned. For now, we start with the game. We want to make a free-to-play, play-to-earn, space-based MMO that will start as a browser-based game, but will be brought to iOS and Android later next year. Now, this event isn't for discussing game mechanics, but just to keep you on toes, you're definitely going to be addicted to playing the game that is based in your very own solar system. Now, I know, solar systems. And yes, planets are coming. And those dots that you're going to see appear under your star on reveal, and there are teasers out there already, and I know there are people, there have been some keen eyes that have spotted this already. But those dots underneath your star, sorry, I got caught up there. I got too excited there. That will be how many planets can orbit your star, creating your solar system. In the game, players will play inside the planets, and we already have a full-scale utility system planned for how planets can be placed inside your star's solar system. But I can't give you all the juicy stuff at once, all right? We'll have some exciting trailers coming out over the coming weeks and months to keep everyone fully up to date with all things Solarverse. We'll also be holding regular AMAs from now on in the Discord server. So if you're not in there already, again, it's discord.gg/Solarverse. The link is also in our Twitter profile. Now, I mean, it feels like we haven't even started with the exciting stuff yet. So, staking, naming, founding stars. Wow, where to begin? So, first of all, yes, you are going to be able to stake your solar star and planets in future for token rewards. Those tokens will initially hold one utility, renaming your star for the Solarverse.com hub. And all tokens will be burnt to keep supporting the growth and value of your token. Which brings us nicely onto founding stars, something we've never mentioned before. Founding stars will be entered onto the Founding Stars Hall of Fame, which will forever be showcased on the main Solarverse website. Now, there's multiple reasons that people will find this appealing. Some will love having their star featured. Some will use it for personal reasons. And some will see it as an incredible advertising opportunity for your star and the real estate that it will own. Head into the Discord now to find out more details. We'll be releasing them over the next couple of days. Remember, that is only to Solar Star holders. So if you don't own a Solar Star just yet, if you haven't minted one, head over to thesolarverse.com and you can mint one right now. Now, there are only 2,000 Solar Stars ever in existence. 300 have already been claimed as of this video.
It's nearly 400.
Nearly 400. So make sure you go to thesolarverse.com, go mint a Solar Star. They are, you know, once they're gone, they are gone. Brings me back round to your Solar Star and its potential. Unlimited is the only word I can describe it as. We as a team have discussed hundreds of ideas that we could bring to the Solarverse, but the community has come up with far more than us. So look, let's see where we are next year, because comics, card games, brand deals, and all of the still unnamed are all possibilities. But first, we want to expand the metaverse, develop the game, and build the most epic community out there. And we're already on our way. The thousands of members we have in our Discord, the tens of thousands we have on Twitter, everyone, you are all like family members to us at this point. And we wanted to repay everyone's loyalty and support. Now this nicely brings us on to the Solarverse Vault. The Solarverse Vault is already up and running and working as desired. The team deposited $10,000 in as a kickstart, and NFT holders have already started donating to it. They're also voting on uses for the funds inside, and we can confirm that this will become the Solarverse DAO in due time. We do have a crazy schedule lined up over the next few months, guys. So we are planning on sticking to the schedule, which means the official DAO will be formed in early 2022. So, heading back to the rewards. I know a lot of people have seen we are releasing an ERC-20 token back in the Solarverse. So how will it fit in with the game? And what we're also going to do is we're going to touch on the royalties and how they're going to automatically provide liquidity for that token that you're generating by staking your NFT, by playing the game, or by having players play within your solar system. That sounds so exciting just saying that.
It's crazy.
Everything is geared towards giving our NFT holders huge value and utility. And again, this is just how the reward system will work in the game. In the future, you may also be getting rewards from comic sales, brand deals, and so on. We can also confirm that SolarStar NFTs generated rewards will be huge compared to the other NFTs in the future in the Solarverse, including the planet drop. We can also confirm, to the delight of all our holders, every single Solar Star will automatically unlock a free planet on release. So, royalties and the ERC-20 token. Our ERC-20 token will provide the backbone for the Solarverse and used in all projects within. As you know already, 33% of all royalties collected will be locked in the liquidity pool for the token, providing instant liquidity and value. So what will the token be used for? So in the metaverse as a whole, the Solarverse, you're going to be able to rename your NFTs, pay for access to exclusive events, buy merch, and much more. Touching on that, exclusive events. You know, we may put on a 100-member exclusive dinner. The team are based in London, so we head up to the top of the Shard. You have to hold a Solarverse NFT, or Solar Star NFT, sorry. And you're going to be able to pay for that in with your token. Now in the game, it's going to be the premium currency, meaning speed ups, premium items, and so on. And remember, everything that happens within your solar system, you're going to get a share of. Any future projects, we're going to be integrating the token into. So, I now leave our true supporters, the ones who are still here, an Easter egg and a riddle. Only to the people who have listened this far. The further the planet from your star, the better the collector that you are. Gravity is the thing you're looking for. And yes, We do expect this will raise the floor.